Hey, everybody. Welcome to Keys to the Jet. My name is Red. We're back with another episode of our video series. I haven't quite figured out a name yet, but I hope you liked the last one that I did on the C-47 Skytrain. Hope you learned some stuff. I did. I didn't realize that it had some Pratt & Whitney's power in that bitch. And I thought it was pretty cool. But on this next one, we've got something badass, something that I hold near and dear to my heart because I was a crew chief on it for 6 years, and I would gladly go work on it again. Maybe. I'm a glutton for punishment, though. But on this next one, I'll quit talking here. On this next one, it's the F-15. I love it. It's my first jet. I'm biased. And if your tails ain't split, you ain't shit. Just remember that. Ugh. All right, let's get to it. Woo!
Welcome back to Keys to the Jet, where we blend military marvels with a hefty dose of humor. Today, we're diving into legendary F-15 Eagle. Strap in, folks, because this jet is about to take us on a wild ride through the skies. First up, the basics. The F-15 Eagle, a name that strikes fear into the hearts of enemy pilots and makes aviation geeks like us swoon. Born in the 1970s from the brilliant minds of McDonnell Douglas, now part of Boeing, this bird was designed to gain and maintain air superiority. Translation: it's the king of the skies and it knows it. Let's get technical for a second. The max speed on this baby is 1,875 miles per hour, or Mach 2.5. That's faster than your boss's quickest excuse for being late. The range is 3,450 miles with conformal fuel tanks, perfect for those long-distance bombing runs or just a scenic flight from New York to LA without stopping for gas. The ceiling on this jet is 65,000 feet. That's high enough to make commercial jets look like ants. The thrust on this thing is two Pratt & Whitney F-100 PW229 engines, each pushing 29,000 pounds of thrust. That's like strapping 58,000 pounds of sheer power to your back. The armament on this thing, missiles galore. AIM-7 Sparrow, AIM-120 AMRAAM, AIM-9 Sidewinder, and for dessert, a 20mm M61 Vulcan cannon with 940 rounds, because sometimes you just need to remind everyone who's boss. Now let's step into the cockpit. It's a tech geek's paradise, full of buttons, switches, and screens. It's like the Starship Enterprise, but cooler because it's real. The heads-up display, or HUD for short, shows critical flight information right on the canopy. It's like having a Google Glass, but it actually works. The F-15 is known for its agility. It can pull up to 9 Gs, which means you'll feel 9 times your body weight. Basically, it's like having an elephant on your chest while trying to solve a Rubik's Cube. Pilots undergo extensive training to handle this, which involves a lot of spinning, grunting, and not puking. In a dogfight, the F-15 is the undisputed champ. It boasts a kill ratio of 104-0. Yes, you heard that right, zero losses in air-to-air combat. If this jet were a video game character, it'd be that overpowered one everyone complains about but secretly wants to play. Let's not forget the pilots. These men and women train for years to master this flying beast. They need to have nerves of steel, quick reflexes, and an appreciation for really tight G-suits. Plus, they have to look cool walking to the jets, which is half the battle. Landing the F-15 isn't a walk in the park either. Pilots have to bring it in at just the right speed and angle. It's like threading a needle while riding a roller coaster, no pressure. And I've seen them scrape tail cones on the runway as they're landing, so they have to be really good at what they do. And shout out to the maintenance crews, us maintainers. These unsung heroes keep the F-15 in top condition. Without them, this jet would be nothing more than an expensive lawn ornament. And that's true. Takes a lot of hours to keep those things going, day and night. I could be wrong here, but I believe it's 8 to 12 hours of maintenance for 2 hours of flight. Now let's talk variants. The F-15 just isn't a one-trick pony. Oh no, it's got a family tree as complex as a soap opera. There's the F-15 A and B, the originals. The A is a single-seater and the B is a two-seater. They set the stage for the magic to come. The F-15 C and D, improved versions with upgraded avionics and weapon systems. The C is a single-seater and the D is a two-seater. The F-15 E, Strike Eagle. A multitasker, this bad boy can do air-to-air and air-ground missions. It's like the Swiss Army knife of fighter jets. The F-15 EX, the latest and greatest. It's like the F-15 went to the gym, got a makeover, and learned some new tricks. With advanced avionics and weaponry, it's ready for the next generation of aerial combat. The F-15 family has grown quite a bit over the years. More than 1,500 Eagles have been built, and they're still going strong. Various air forces around the world, including the US, Japan, Saudi Arabia, and Israel, have relied on this bird to keep their skies safe. The F-15 has seen action in numerous conflicts, from the Gulf War to recent engagements in the Middle East. It's proven time and time again that it's not just a pretty face. It's a lethal weapon in the hands of skilled pilots. So what makes the F-15 so special? It's a perfect blend of speed, power, and agility. It's got the brains and the brawn, making it a formidable opponent in any sky. And there it is, folks. There you have it, the F-15 Eagle, a marvel of engineering, as a symbol of air superiority, and a jet that has more swagger than a rock star at a sold-out concert. It's fast, it's powerful, and it's got a record that would make any athlete jealous. Thanks for joining us on this high-flying adventure. If you enjoyed this video, make sure to hit that like button, subscribe, and ring the bell so you never miss out on our next deep dive into military marvels and mishaps. And remember, if you ever find yourself in an F-15, just try not to push the wrong button. Also, try not to puke, because if you're the crew chief, you're gonna have to clean it.
Hey everybody, this is Red from Keys of the Jet. Welcome back after an exciting episode about the F-15. I loved it. It's one of my favorite jets, that's why I did it. So I hope you guys loved it too. Next episode coming out next Sunday, premiere 9:30 a.m. I don't know what it's going to be about yet, but it'll probably be something cool. If you want to support Keys to the Jet podcast, you can go to all of our social medias, Facebooks, the YouTubes, the TikToks, the X's. You can go on to patreon.com/Keys to the Jet podcast. And join for $5 bucks and help us out. Become a third world podcast to a first world podcast so we can bring you more content in different places. I like to go to museums and check out some airplanes, do some stuff. But it costs money because I need a camera. You know what I mean? So, hit that like, hit that subscribe, share with your friends, your frenemies, your dogs, your grandmas, and everybody else. And I love you guys. I'll see you on the next one. Peace out, bitches.